Jackson, and I hope everybody's having a good day out there. Woo, boy, it's got some nice weather here today, but I tell you. But what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing today? I tell you, we just hanging. We're going to be hanging out a little bit today and having us some fun. And we got a very interesting topic today. And our topic is, do women require marriage? And, of course, I will explain a little bit of that in a little while. All right. We here, man. We here. Today, Thursday, February 28th, the last day in February. Wow, boy, I tell you, the first 2 months done flew by in this new year. After a while, we're going to be in the mid. We're going to be in June and July. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's just amazing how time just flies. Well, that is for sure. All right. But if you want to call in and get in part of the conversation today, just give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can hit me on my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And, you know, I'm always there. So if you put something out there, I get it. That's for sure. Even if you want to just drop some lines about a subject or a topic you want to be talked about on the show, hey, you can drop it there also. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and put that topic out there, and we can talk about that also. So, hey, just go by and check it out. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right, now we got all that out of the way. All right, here we go. All right, now, this is an adult show, and sometimes adult things are said that may offend somebody, hurt people's feelings, and so forth and so on. Well, at this time, I do want to apologize for any of that that may cause anybody any uncomfortable, make anybody uncomfortable, or, you know, make them a little itchy may offend them by something someone on the show says. So before we get started, I just want to apologize. Now, don't get it twisted now. We're not apologizing for everything, because some things you just have to say the way you have to say it. If we're going to keep it live, as they say, that's the way we have to do. Okay? So, you know, we apologize, but we don't apologize. All right. Also, we do encourage open dialogue, and if you like, we'd like to hear everyone's opinion. All right. Also, please respect everyone's time to speak. You know, if everybody's speaking all at one time, no one can understand what anybody's saying, and a point may be missed. So, yes, let's respect everybody's time to speak. Even if you don't agree with it, or you hear your name called or what's up or whatever, still, respect everybody else's time to speak. All right? Make your comments short and sweet. You know, don't make it all drawn out, because everybody may have, you know, we want everybody to get their little comments in. You know, make the conversation a whole lot better. You know what I mean? And no personal attacks. Do not be attacking anybody. All right, we're adults, and we should be able to talk without calling names and yelling and all that good stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right. Of course, if any of this does take place, and I think you're doing it like on purpose, well, I'm going to tase you. For those that don't know what tasing means, I will mute you. Okay, 1 minute you'll be talking, and next minute you won't. Because I have the button and I can do it. Thank you, because it's my show. All right, y'all. Well, that's the guidelines for the show. So we're going to do take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we're going to get on with the quotes of the day and get on to talking about what we're going to talk about today. Be back in about 30 seconds.
The first in the Just Know series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith in her children's philandering father and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it right here. March 13th, No Condemnation, the first novel by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. And make sure y'all go and check the book out, man. She's an excellent lady. We had her on the show a couple of weekends ago, and, you know, she's doing great things. So let's give her our support. All right. Now, I see somebody has their hand up early today. All right, I'm going to get to you in a minute. So let's talk, y'all. I got two quotes of the day. I was looking, and I found two. And they both, you know, made me think a little bit. So I think I pass them on. All right, the first quote is, "It is better to be hated for what you are than loved for what you are not." And that makes a whole lot of sense. Think about it now, y'all. Think about it. All right, I'm going to say it again. It is better to be hated for what you are than love what you are not. All right, I like that one. And here's another one. Oh, I'm sorry. That quote was by Andre Gide. All right, here's the next one. A time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Now, what time are you in? Ooh, I like that one. Of course, that came out of the Bible, you know what I mean. But, yeah, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Wow, that's deep right there. Well, once again, I'm going to say, what time are you in? But think about it. You don't have to answer. Just think about it, okay? Answer it to yourself. All right, let's see what we got going on here. Okay, once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson. If you want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622, and we can get it on. All right, so let me bring in my first caller. Happy Thursday to you.
Oh, happy nothing.
Yeah, I knew it was you.
Yeah. You know, and I've been tased by you before. I'll be tased by you again.
I think you enjoy being tased. That's what I think. I think you enjoy it. That's why you do it.
Nah, that's not why I do it. I do it to try to bring some at least my perspective into the conversation. But
yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah, right. All right. First thing we want to talk about, man, is something that's been in the news for at least the last 2 weeks, and it's this sequester thing, you know. And tomorrow, barring any last minute miracle. At 11 o'clock, these so-called $1.2 trillion budget cut is supposed to go into effect.
Wait a minute. Is it really $1.2 trillion? Because I thought it was something like $85 billion.
No, they say, well, I read it across the board, set of budget cuts totaling $1.2 trillion. Well, that's just from the defense and non-defense spending over the course of next 10 years. So yeah.
Oh, over the 10 years. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, but the whole thing is this, are they like the fiscal cliff debacle?
It's a whole bunch of shit.
You know, just making it seem worse than it actually is, or will we actually be worried about this?
Yeah, just something to make the news. Oh, and before I forget, one of the reasons why I'm on today, we get back to this topic in a few seconds. I was on a show just before I got here, and they were talking, it was about a girl who got divorced, and her whole blog is about narcissism. I'm guessing it's about narcissistic men. So you might have a new guest if you want to try to get her on your show.
Yeah.
I didn't get through. They didn't pick up. But, you know.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a little while.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, later.
we'll talk about that.
But about the sequestration. Just another bullshit crap that Congress is trying to put America through. $85 billion in today's economy isn't anything, you know. It should mean something. But when you're already $6 trillion worth of deficit, $122 trillion worth of total debt, $85 billion, you know, is like a drop in the bucket. So I don't know what these assholes are talking about.
Well, let's see. According to the White House, they're saying that it means 10,000 teacher jobs will be put at risk, and funding for up to 7,200 special education teachers, aides, and staff could be cut. Loans to small businesses will be reduced by up to $540 million. Research and development will be stalled as thousands of researchers and scientists will be at risk of losing their jobs. And up to 373,000 seriously mentally ill adults and seriously emotional disturbed children could go untreated.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what the White House is saying now.
Okay. Are you reading that off their page, or are you reading it from another article?
Another article.
What's the title of it?
What was the title of this thing? I'll pull it up in a minute.
Okay, because I didn't read anything that was that detailed about the thing, so it'd be good for me to know.
Yeah. In fact, you can go to CNN.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the lead stories. That's where I got it from.
That's where you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll go there and I'll take a look at it. Another thing that he's threatening, Obama's threatening everybody with, is he's saying that if the Republicans don't come through, of course, you know, the Republicans blame the Dems, blame the Republicans, that 800,000 military are going to be laid furloughed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just not the military. That's the people who work, you know, work in the offices on post, you know, DD employees.
Yeah, the military personnel, right?
Well, civilians also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's basically the civilians that's going to be furloughed, because they're not going to furlough anybody in the Army. They're going to keep working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're an Army soldier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the civilians that work there, yeah, they are the ones that's going to be furloughed. In fact, I know here on Fort Hood, you know, they're talking about going to a 32-hour work week and rotating the days,
yeah.
You know, if this thing don't happen. So, yeah, it's hurting from there, that point of view. You know, it's really hurting, folks. It probably will. But, of course, the question is, when will the impact be felt? Because, you know, these things aren't going to really kick in immediately. You know, it's going to take a few months. So, I don't know. Hopefully by then they have something worked out.
The best thing to work out is to have every one of these cocksuckers put up on charges and killed.
Oh, Lord, that's kind of extreme, don't you think?
No, they're treason. They're treasonous. They are traitors, almost every single one of them. They've been having these same problems year after year for decades. They should have taken care of this problem and all the other problems years ago. These are not new problems. These are old problems which they kicked down the road, and they're taking care of it now. They'll kick the can down the road again. They'll take care of it a few more years from now. This is something they should have taken care of 10, 20 years ago, but they didn't. They're responsible for what's going on. They're traitors, and I don't mean that facetiously. I mean that in the literal sense. They should be investigated, tried for treason, found guilty, and fucking killed. That's what you do to traitors. A traitor isn't somebody who just sells military secrets. They do something to harm the national security of the nation. And all these assholes are doing it.
Wow. But you know what the interesting part about that is? While some people be taking, will have to take pay cuts, do you know Congress will not have to take a pay cut?
No.
Because they have to vote on it themselves for them to have a pay cut.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, sure. Everything that they want to implement to the, for the American people, they don't do onto themselves.
I know. That's just not right. That's not right.
Yeah, but people
keep
voting these assholes in again.
Well, but, I mean, if me and you were up there, now, really, would we vote to change the give us less money?
I would be like Ron Paul. Ron
Paul. Oh, would you?
Said when he, if he were to become president, he would take a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't take any taxpayer money to go on his jaunts. He does not use taxpayer money.
Well, that's good. He's one in a million then. Well, yeah, he's probably about one in 200,000. I'm sure there are others out there, but I just find that quite amazing. You know, everybody else about to get hit in the pocketbook. But yet their pockets are still getting, you know, fat.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
And same thing with medical care. They don't have to go under Obamacare. They have their own private medical care.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Come think about it. You know.
I mean, these guys don't give a rat's ass about the American citizen.
You know what? That is so apparent right now. You know, everybody's throwing the blame to each other, but nobody's trying to actually sit down and come up with a solution to stop what's about to happen. And that's just crazy. You know, sometimes, like you said, you know, they're like little kids right now. You know, I ain't going to do it. You did it. It's your fault. They ain't got, you know, that's just crazy.
It's both their fault. When are the American people going to wake up? Whenever a bill comes down the pike. It always is voted on by the Democrats and the Republicans. Almost all bills have the votes of the Democrats and the Republicans. Therefore, the Democrats and the Republicans are responsible for passing the bills.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
It's
not some tooth fairy. Both of them are.
Both of them are. Okay. Hold on. Let me bring Goofy in. I'm sure he has an interesting look at this. Hey, Goofy, you there, man?
Hey, good day to you, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, good. We got another first-time caller.
Oh, no. This is my second day caller.
Oh, all right. Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was offended by the first show, so I decided to call in and maybe get an apology. But since I don't want to get off topic. But you know what? Back in the days, if they never came together with laws or stuff to, you know, balance things out, you know, they would be hung by a tree.
They would be hung, you know, by a tree?
No, they would be hung from a tree. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I knew what you meant.
But I'm saying, you know, these lawmakers, they're not what they used to be. They don't care. They just want their free kickbacks. Sit in an office, you know, sign some, you know, some little propositions, whatever, and, you know, just live off somebody saying, hey, if you vote for this, we'll give you this. And that's how it works nowadays, and it sucks. But that's life.
Well, that's how you work, Goofy.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No,
if you
not.
Give me this, baby, I'll give you this, baby.
Oh, Lord. We ain't even going there.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I see where Joe trying to take you, Goofy. Don't fall for it.
No. But that's actually a good idea.
Oh, man. Well, you already do that anyway. You just haven't realized it.
I haven't realized the truth, but fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what my mom says. I should just pimp these hoes out, but I don't have the heart. But anyways.
All right.
What else is going down today?
This the second thing, and it's a follow up to what we was talking about yesterday, Joe, with the little boy that dresses as a girl.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, there was an article done by Donna Rose, and basically her story was gender identity, not just body parts. Mm-hmm. You know, and that made me go back to think about what the question Mr. Solution asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is you know, her identity. Was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she feels that a person's gender is more complicated than a body part or a chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and part of being a child is developing your own identity. She said school can teach you knowledge. Society teach you what it expects of you. But once you develop a sense of yourself, no one and nothing can tell you who you are. You know, and you come to know that to your core.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what these kids are saying. They don't have, you know, they've said they've been caught in the opposite sex's body. And they feel that at a very early age. It's not a question of, well, boys do better than girls, therefore I want to become a boy, or girls are prettier than boys, so I want to become a girl. They actually feel like they're inside a different body. So they want to grow up with the identity that they feel they deserve.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this question. With so many of them coming out now, will this turn into like a civil rights type of thing?
Oh, sure. I think it has
been for a while.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I can imagine all the freebies these transgenders are going to fucking inherit from this little movement that's going to happen. But to be honest with you, I mean, that stuff is taught. I mean, seriously, that stuff, you know, I was born a boy. I grew into a man, and that's what I am today. I mean, back then, I mean, I don't know. I could not even imagine myself being in the same, you know, class with that person. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up.
Well, these kids are taught, you know, from the parents don't, their parents usually don't accept it. The parents are always telling them, no, Johnny, you're not a girl, you're a boy. And they're always telling little Marianne, no, sweetie, you're not a boy, you're a girl. But after, you know, months and years of insistence, the parents say, well, there's got to be something to it. And that one other girl, which I had mentioned on your show before, Eric, she was 6 years old. She had gone to a psychiatrist with her parents. And the psychiatrist had said she was undergoing, I think it was called gender dysphoria, I believe. And as a result, the psychiatrist said, yes, this little boy legitimately believes that he should be a little girl, and he should be raised as a little girl. So they, you know, they're doing it.
Wow. Hold on, let me bring Lo in. Hello, Mr. Lo.
Hello, Eric. How are
you?
Hello. What's happening? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I'll say it. I hope you listen. I am man enough to come in and speak to everybody on the phone.
Well, we expect that.
It wasn't even directed towards you, Joe. Who I'm speaking to know exactly who I'm talking to. Anyway, let me get to this. Let me get
that's
to this
be
thing
your
real
former
quick.
Army buddy.
No. It's not my former. Nothing. Not anything. Shit. Like I said, hey, you can teach a monkey how to play basketball. So, hey, whatever. Anyway. Eric, stop referring to that motherfucking boy as a girl. Stop calling that boy she, and that's a boy. I saw the photograph today online. He never had a chance.
Never.
The family photo was the dad, the mom, and like four or five sisters, and all of them are all around the same age.
Mm.
He never stood a chance. Even if he wanted to be a boy, he never stood a chance because, you know, all this girl stuff was around him anyway. He never stood a chance.
Oh, good God. You know, there are plenty of families where.
Bullshit, y'all. You're going to do what the psychiatrists say this and psychiatrists say that. Hey, man, those people are getting paid for bullshit. Real talk. You said yourself. Just yesterday, the majority of the people that's doing all these killings at school, some psychiatrist said, well, you need some medication. Not to mention the fact that I'm going to get paid on the backside of this medication, but, yeah, you need some medication. Man, get out of here with that. You didn't have Ritalin shoved down your throat.
Yeah, the Ritalin, yeah.
Did you have
kind of to do with
with
how
the
come all diagnosis never came out back in like the 90s?
That's what
or
I'm
the
talking
80s.
About. In the 70s, in the 60s, in the 50s. That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about. All this new shit. You mean to tell me because a kid can't sit down in class because the parents pretty much got the teacher to where you better not say a damn thing to my child. If you do, I'll come up here and I'm going to whoop your ass. Now the parents, now the teachers are afraid to say anything to the children. And so, well, we're not gonna powder you or anything like that. We'll just put you on some medication to dope your ass up.
but okay. But you mentioned the '50s and the '60s, the '70s and the '80s, but we're in 2013 and things are more acceptable now. So you don't think this is a evolution type of thing?
I told you, Eric, I told you just yesterday. Yes, I'll go with that one, Goofy. I told you yesterday. I don't give a damn what other people decide to accept. There's some things I'm not going to accept, regardless of what they are. I mean, okay, let's say you say that you're a Christian, and you said this the other day. So do you accept gay pastors?
No.
Eric? Huh?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not? It's evolution. Why? That's what you just said. It's evolution.
No, I'm asking, is it evolution?
Hell no, it's not no damn evolution.
Is it something that is going on that's destined to happen now? Since we're becoming so educated and technologically and scientifically advanced?
Bullshit, man. I'm sorry.
I don't think people are that advanced. I think it's more or less people are shoving down your throat, whether it's through the media or whatever forms. That, you know, this is something that we're going to get moved whether you like it or not. I mean, why do they still tell people, oh, well, you living in the old days? The old days wasn't this bad. Maybe we didn't have all this social media crap and whatnot and all the advances as far as, you know, plasma television. But the old days wasn't that damn bad, you know, compared to right now.
I'll go back to the old days in a minute. I'm tired of seeing, you know what I'm serious? I'm tired of seeing, like, these little kids. They don't. They just, you know, little girls holding hands, and one of the girls is dressing like a boy, you know, hair tied back, and you know, walking all dude-ish. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh man.
Or no hair at all.
Yeah, some of them are bald with a beanie.
What, women?
Yeah. Yeah. These are kids that like junior high kids.
Yeah.
That are like this.
Women walk around now with a dildo strapped on them, 24 hours a day now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen it, but I've talked to women that admit this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep my dick on me, you damn right. And I'm ready to get some pussy. That's what's said.
No,
where the hell
man.
Do you hang out, Lo?
What is this, Mr. Potato
what?
Head?
I like to know where you hang out.
I want to know where you hang out at.
Yeah.
No. Nobody said I hang out anyway. I said I heard that.
I know.
People that
you said you meet them. I know.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Said I talk to people.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, well, you had a meeting to talk to them, right?
Oh, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Let's Talk. Can I get your name and what's on your mind?
How you guys doing? What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough situation. Well, first of all, you know, I just hear Lo come straight on the air and call the child a motherfucker. Imagine that's what them children are calling him when he go to school. See, people like Lo, he's a bully. And see, I'm listening to you, Mr. Talk. It seems like you're coming around with Mr. Solution says everything. It's an evolution. We have to accept the fact. That's just what it is. You know, and we got to watch what we say because a lot of people look at us and we're different from them and they discriminate against us. They try to do it like me. You know, I work around a lot of Caucasians and they're intimidated by me because you know me. I know my stuff and they have to come for me with answers. And some of them don't like it. They can't. They turn red. When I let them know, when I correct them, they turn red because they're not used to nobody different than them or a voice that doesn't sound like them telling them what to do. I mean, they have different backgrounds, but all Caucasians are not like that. But I know some that are. So, you know, you can sit back and judge people, but other people do you like that?
I don't give a fuck what people think about me. Shit.
Okay.
That's a lie. All right. No,
okay,
but for
Mike,
real.
I
you know, evolution, you know what evolution is when somebody grows wings. That's evolution. This is somebody being fed. See, a brain works by it learning things. And if it's learning that particular thing, then it's going to evolve into that.
Mm.
And people don't realize that. And over here in San Francisco, they have this program where if, like, you know, gay people want to become straight, they put them through this, you know, dialysis stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And and they become
work.
Straight.
No, they
you
don't.
You know what I mean?
No, they don't.
No, they don't. I did a story on that. No, they don't. They're suing a couple of doctors because of that.
Yeah, they're trying to, I think they're trying to skin a fuss. No, psychology.
Those are people who lost the benefits of being gay. They're mad now.
What's goofy, what we're talking about, the evolution, we're saying that we can actually look in history and say this has been going on since ancient time. And what he's saying is the evolution is it's being more acceptable now. Instead of killing somebody that they're gay, beating them up because they're gay, throwing stuff at them to be gay, you just have to accept them as little. Look, this guy is not forcibly putting his body on me. I don't care. Let me stay out of his bedroom. And when our kids grow up, we have to let them know when they see a person act like this, explain to them. You know,
okay.
and your child will know, well, hold up, I don't get an erection off of another man. I get an erection off of a female, so I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? So some things is just going to have to be accepted. But if you have that hatred in you, you're just expressing how you are.
No, I don't have hatred. My sister's gay. So I have to
see
it every day.
Michael, what we're talking about is this is a sixth grader. And you know, sixth grade kids in the he's a first grader. You know, kids, I don't care how much you is trying to explain to them, if they think it's wrong, they going to say it. You know, they're just honest like that. So, you know, you keep saying explain, but we're talking about a first grader.
Okay, what's the difference?
What are you talking about? He's a boy dressing like a girl.
Okay. So what are you saying? The kid still shouldn't pick on. I'm talking about what Mr. Solution said yesterday. He's getting called motherfuckers just like Joe called him. Somebody just like Joe is teasing him.
Get off of that. That because what's going to happen?
No, I'm not going to get off of that because that's the point.
No,
that's the problem of the world.
Here's the point, and you did make my point for me. The kids going to bother him. They're going to bully him probably because he's dressing like a girl.
Okay, me as a black person, since I'm in IT, I know a company that's 85% Caucasian. I know it's going to be some people in there, but I still have to do my work, sir. You mean to tell me that just because kids are going to tease them, that doesn't – no, those kids need to be – he doesn't need to change himself. Those kids need to stop change. Those kids need to change. Let's look at another person and belittle them, harasses them because they're different than him. That's all I'm saying, and it's the same thing when someone harasses me at work because they don't like because I'm black. It's the same thing.
Michael, you black.
I never knew.
First of all, the reason why I use that terminology because that's the only terminology that you use. I'm using your language. So that's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm saying that because I'm me. Put it like this. Some other people we still live in a world where people consider me as black. They consider me. So that's why I'm using that term. And look, man, don't try to force me like I'm having a contradiction. You're trying to deviate from my point. You're trying to deviate from my point. That's the same thing, brother. It's the same thing.
I'm just trying to get a little bit inside knowledge.
Are you black?
I'm with Michael. I think Michael.
Now we're equating gay and bisexual and all that crap to being black again. Why?
Because it's harassment. I'm Joe. Please go away. I'll be quiet. I'll listen to Joe.
Yeah, I'm with Michael. For one thing, if people are different, you just don't make fun of them just because they're different. Okay, so whether you're gay, transgender, black, Puerto Rican, you just don't make fun of them because they're different. That's the whole basis behind racism, isn't it?
Well,
that's the whole basis between people that, you know. Take
but making fun of people have been a tradition throughout America for millions of years.
Yeah, you can make fun of people, but you know, when it gets to the extreme, people, you know,
years.
What happens, Goofy, when you take it to the extreme? You get hung by a tree.
Look, you know what? I can hear Mr. Talk and Low talk about these teenage kids not supporting themselves and people got to support babies. Let's look at actuality. Some homosexuals, I see they take care of themselves. I don't see a lot of homeless homosexuals. A lot of them work and they're professional. And they make good money. And they don't depend on no government.
I'd rather have homos living right next door to me, if they were responsible, than having a whole bunch of heterosexual immigrants.
Okay.
If they knew how to conduct themselves.
See, he said it.
Rather than the average heterosexual immigrant, that includes their fucked up kids.
Wow, Joe. That's kind of deep there.
Well, that's fucking life. Seriously.
I don't want immigrants.
Right, because how you judging somebody, man? I mean, let them be them, man. Let them be them.
That's the problem.
Dude,
they are
let
them.
Let them be them.
They don't assimilate.
Because I know everybody on that phone, they want y'all want to do y'all, so let people do them. You know?
Joe, who's not an immigrant in this country other than the people that were here first? Who's not an immigrant?
Who cares? You have to have a sense.
I do.
Okay, Joe.
He gets your point, Joe. Hey, Joe. He gets your point. Now he's going to try to play this black
thing
right
with
the earth.
So,
I mean, all right, because we're speaking facts.
The thing is, everybody's an immigrant, Lo. You're right, but you know what?
I'm an immigrant, Lo, because I'm Mexican.
Yeah,
even though I don't live in Mexico, I'm an immigrant.
Come from...
you're not an immigrant because you know Texas and California were part of Mexico in the first place, so you're not.
General Custer
me?
Now.
I didn't know this. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I'm American.
Goofy's
I'm
lucky. He comes from two different sets of greasers.
Oh Lord! All right. We're gonna move on to the topic of the day.
What's the difference?
Pizza tacos.
All right. Oh Lord, have mercy. Boy, I tell you, y'all ready today? I mean, this next conversation, this next topic should be off the chain here. Because y'all are ready. Oh,
hey, Eric,
all right, ladies.
Eric,
huh?
Hey, Eric, by the way, Michael, I want to apologize to you for attacking your mother because. Your mother had nothing to do with our conversation, and plus, she is one of our elders. I love and respect her, and I do want to be man enough to apologize on air.
And yes, and I'm mad enough to say, you know what, I accept your apology, and I will never bring it up, and it's forgotten. It's in the past and it's down. We're gonna have to flush the tartar on that thing.
He's got one, too. Eric got it ready. Jesus Christ.
No, that was Michael flushing the toilet.
No, that was
you.
Me. I flushed the toilet on it. It's over.
See, that's scary. I'm not even going to ask what he was doing.
Yeah.
No, I got a bathroom in my bedroom, man. No, I'm not using it. I just did that for the, you know, I'm not like that. See, look, now, Mr. Solution, now, I would know, he asked me, did I?
Yeah,
Mr. Solution always asked me a question like that.
And I want to say that it only took Lo 4 days to apologize.
But the thing is, he apologized.
Yeah,
I just want to
say that because he attacked me a little bit the other day, and I didn't say anything.
Oh Lord! Listen, who talking? Let me bring Shasta in.
I'm a pussycat.
Whatever.
As long as we apologize, that's all that matters, guys. As long as we apologize.
Yeah, he did the right thing. He did the right
thing. And it sounded so good to me. I was like, oh, mushy face.
Shit, everybody should give
well,
each other
a hug so you can feel
yeah,
that
that's
shit.
Of...
You want me to insult you? I'll make you feel better.
No, that's okay, Joe.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
No, but that was real grown man of him, though. It don't matter.
It was.
You know, when you acknowledge that you're wrong, you say you're wrong and you move on. That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm only kidding you, Lo.
You know, that's what us Army people do.
Anyway, y'all
exactly,
so
man. Exactly. Because you know what? I know, you know, we may do our thing. We express our opinions. But I guarantee this. And not just because of our former military background. I know if me and Lo hang out, we'd be good as best of friends. I know we would. It's not, I mean, just because we're topics, we not always talk this. But, I mean, that's just how it is, man. Because I'm an easy person to get along with.
Okay.
Unless you get yelled at by you, right?
Let's
move on to the topic of the day. The topic of the day is, do women require marriage? And when I say do women require marriage, talking about, like, you know, when they looking for a relationship or, you know, just period. Are they looking for a marriage or are they more concerned with their careers? You know, that is the question at hand. You know. So, Shasta, being that you're the only woman on the line, talk to me.
And even if a lady came on, Shasta would still be the only woman on the line.
Oh, see, there you go, Joe.
But she's not here.
There you go, Joe.
She's not here.
Joe looking for his wife.
Yeah, well, I doubt if I'll find her anywhere anytime soon.
I guess it would depend on a woman's upbringing. And, you know, her morals and values on whether or not she would put a professional career over having a family. So I guess it would depend on the woman.
What about you?
Me personally, I would be looking for a marriage.
Mm. Okay.
Just because my parents are Southern, real country folks, and that's just the way that they were. We gonna marry and multiply.
Y'all gonna marry and multiply? Okay.
Marry and multiply.
So where does career fall in at that? In that realm, anywhere?
Well, like I said again, it depends on the woman. Me personally, I'm good with being a mom. I think I love being a mom. I think I'd be an awesome mom. So I'm
you already
all
have
about
a kid,
making
right?
my kids. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I would rather just sit back and, you know, educate my own children and, you know, enjoy facilitating their dreams.
What a gal.
All right, who watches sports?
Now I want to marry her.
I think Mr. Solutions does.
Well, you know, I did an informal survey, you know, put the question out there, and I got 16 responses. And, you know, I thought many was going to say a certain thing, but I got the surprise, man, I tell you. Out of 16 people, 11 women said career, 4 said marriage, and 1 said both, depending on the race. Now, let me ask this question. Does it really depend on the race?
On the whether race?
You're black, yeah.
Race.
Whether you're black, well, whether you're black, white, you know, Latino, you know, Hispanic.
Wait a minute. Can you get that chick on the line? Because I don't quite understand the answer.
Say what?
Let's say, for example, she's black, right?
Right.
Now, she's saying it depends upon the race. So if she married a black guy, would she want to continue with the career? Now, if she could get a white guy, would she want to stay home? She's saying it depends upon the race. So what does that
right.
mean?
Right. Basically, what that means is it's known, well, it used to be known that most white women stayed home and took care of the house, while most black women went out to work.
That was you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Well,
right,
I think
because white women because
really?
White women
I don't even remember that era. I don't remember what y'all talking about.
Well,
you
white women benefited.
What the hell?
Look,
what the hell
okay,
can you remember?
I'm gonna say it like this. I wouldn't say it was racial as much as geographical.
20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, you weren't even an embryo. So how would you remember anything?
Right. Well, I know that
white women benefited
from.
Okay.
Well, then you can't remember, but you don't.
I'm just saying though. Okay. Well, from reading, I would just think that maybe geographical, maybe Southern women. Maybe we can break it down and say Southern women are more apt to stay home and take care of their children than Northern city women. Mm. I wouldn't necessarily say it would be racial.
Now, is that over because of money-wise? Or
no, I can't say
I
that.
Say,
I
could maybe say, but you're just asking my opinion. So in my opinion, yeah, I would say maybe it's the cost of living. So up north, you know, a professional woman, she might be making way more money than a woman doing the same thing in the south. But then again, southern women have a more laxed approach to, you know, we want to be mothers.
Okay, here's the response. I think it may depend on her race. Why does race play a factor? I mean, as a single woman right now, what's more important to you? Because I think, for instance, the white women versus black women have a different outlook on their ability to find love. And she goes on to say, for me right now, it's both. Although I definitely want to pursue a relationship to marriage, I also want a career that I can be proud of. However, the desire to be married is a brand new desire. So that was the response to, you know, the person who said that.
Y'all think white women, married women don't go through problems with their husbands. Y'all think white people, white men that, you know, have been, people go through problems in this marriage. I don't know why they destruct it, but I just want to say it all depends on where that woman is in her life. I mean, that woman you may be talking to, gave them poles, they may have had kids, may have been married before. You know what I'm saying? They own driving a career. But you using this geographic southern thing, I'm looking at actuality now. All throughout this country, where you from the south and north, women are going to work and more. Now, even though you're talking, I understand you're traditional because I understand where you're coming from. When you said the southern girls and the southern belle type ladies, they're different from northern women. I understand that. But in every sector, even down south, more southern women are starting to go to work.
Well,
that's a fact. We can clearly see that.
Well, we know this, but here's the question.
Right.
Is this because of the feminist
movement?
She's
saying southern women is still not doing that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I understand what she said, Michael. But here's my question. Because of the feminist movement and women are claiming to be so independent now, are they looking for less to marriage and concentrating more on their careers? That's my question. Is that what doing?
And my answer to that would be it would depend on the woman.
Yeah.
It might depend on the woman, her upbringing, and what her goals are. So when you ask me personally, I was just talking opinion-wise. I was just talking opinion-wise, which is, in my opinion, I would rather be, you know, your regular country girl and stay at home and take care of my children and see them into whatever goals they have in life. That's what I would rather do, be a mother. But you may talk to another woman that says, you know, hey, I've attended Harvard and I want to be a lawyer.
Okay,
so
the respondent
on the woman
one was
to.
Single with no kids. So, you know, I guess that's the way most single women are thinking.
Okay. Are you saying most single women are thinking independently?
Yeah, as far as
when
you get their career set up first.
I mean, because you have to be realistic and you have to. If you say single women are thinking independently, it's because they have to. That's the way they live. They have to live. They have to think independently.
But and why not? Men do it too. Men said, "I want to get my career going on first before I get married." That's what some men do.
Look, Michael, hold on. First off, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. We were just talking.
I was just making a general statement.
As a woman, that's what I was saying.
Right, and I was just making that as a general statement, Chad. I wasn't saying that towards nothing that you were saying. I was just saying, men, we also would tell our kids, hey, you may want to go to college before you settle down and get a career.
But,
is,
very true.
But isn't that that?
Yeah.
Isn't
I mean,
that
that's
a
good advising.
But
that's
isn't
good
that an expectation of what a man's supposed to do when he comes into a relationship or marriage to where he's supposed to have his stuff together to take care of his family?
Right, and now we live in a world where women wants to say, I want to take care of myself too, because she doesn't want her to be a weak vessel. If a woman nowadays don't get an education, be barefoot and pregnant, only thing I'm saying is she's not educated and she don't have a skill where though she can make money, she's putting herself into the danger point. That's all I'm saying, because nothing is guaranteed in a relationship. We understand it, because all of us on this phone has been through relationships. We already know that sometimes when we get with people. But I'm saying, and actually, there's a reason why women went back to work is because they, it is what it is. So women can do the same thing. It's not about this man or woman struggle. It's about what the individual see for themselves, like Shatta said. And I'm saying a woman nowadays saying, look, I want to take care of myself through and before I pop some kids out.
No, that's all I'm saying.
The
reason why women are going to work is because of material things. Look at the women nowadays compared to a woman back, you know, probably 10 years ago. Nowadays, a woman's first priority is to buy a high expensive purse. That's all they care about. You know, nobody cares about a savings or, you know, thinking, you know, ahead to the future. All they want is, you know, some nice boots, some, you know, nice, you know, jeans. You know, like, why would you spend $100 on a pair of jeans? For what?
Goofy's right.
What do you get out of it in the end?
Just to piggyback on that a little bit, also, a lot of those career-oriented women that say, well, I'm going to wait later in life to have children, wind up being 37 to 40 years old, can't have a baby, and fucking miserable.
Yep, that's you know, one of the
blowbacks of and that's why you have adoption. If someone wants to give their kids up an adoption, but see, everything is critical like that. I mean, it all depends. You see what I'm saying? It all depends. Somebody can have some early or young. It all depends on where the woman is in her life. You know, it all depends.
Well, that's fine. But as far as the doctor goes, I mean, some women will sit there and they look at their sister that's had two or three children, and they're happy in their family. And I haven't had a baby yet. I can't have a baby. And oh, I have thousands of purses and Prada boots, but I can't. A life can't be created inside of me, and I want that. It's more to it than just, you know, having a baby. I mean, going and adopting a baby, you know, that's like buying a purse for some women. But as far as them having one themselves for confirmation, you know, that's totally different.
Yeah, it is totally different physically. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you were saying that if they wait in life and they can't have none because they're older now. And I'm saying if that's the case, if they still want to show some love for somebody, they made that choice, there's other options.
Yeah, but see, adoption that kid can turn out to be some psychopath because you don't know what that kid is capable of because that kid didn't come from you. You know what I mean? I mean, you can show all the love in the world, but who knows what
that
kid
is going
to turn out
to be. But most psychopaths are born, right? But most psychopaths have been around their parents. Most people who go on killing sprees have been raised up by their parents, Goofy. See, when you use stuff like that, you got to look at actuality. You just can't say that adopted child going to be a psychopath, my brother. You know what I'm saying? But it all depends on where that woman's life. And there's some women, like Lo said, it is a good point. They wait in life. And when they say that when some women wait in their late 30s, it's more chance for their baby to come birth defect. And that's high in Caucasian women.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up that study, I'm just going by what I hear. That's what they say. So, I mean, it's to each his own, but, you know, you definitely can't. It's just like us. How do you want to see your life, you know? And women have a hard time. I wouldn't want to be a woman. Not at all.
No, women,
if I would be a woman, I'm trying to find, I'm already,
women
got
it.
It's not in my favor, and it's hard as shit. But that's just imagine, though.
Women,
okay.
To be a woman today is hard. Is not hard. Whatever.
How many women? Okay, Joe. How many men you think out here are abundantly are ready to get married and settle down, never cheat on their wife, and have that white picket fence, and at least never cheat out, never step out enough on that? How many men do you think that's out here for them women?
I think there's plenty of men who want to settle down. But there's also plenty of men who don't.
Okay.
As a matter of fact,
okay.
I advise men. Look, take a look at the law. And be very, very prepared about what's going
to
happen to you.
Joe, in actuality, Joe, there's more men that don't want to be married than want to get married.
Right now,
the way it's going on, people are building single-family apartments now because they know people are not having the family structure no more.
Well, it's the breakdown of America.
It is.
It's true.
That's what they're saying. I mean, I'm just looking at actuality. A lot of people... I'm looking in my circle. I haven't heard none of my close friends. I haven't heard of a merge in a while. I remember I used to hear a lot of people getting merged, and I'm shutting down.
Well, there's not.
Even,
Even
marriage
Catholic,
doesn't really offer
I was
hardly
at lunch today
to
looking at
man.
The Catholic. Huh?
At marriage hardly offers anything to a man. What does marriage offer to a man who's really making it? Hmm? What does it offer? He's got
nothing.
Some chick there who's not going to contribute financially to the same degree he is. He's going to get screwed by the divorce court in case they get a divorce. His word inside the marriage, he's no longer the head of the family the way he used to be. So what does it benefit a man to get married?
And,
Joe,
you know,
can you do my autobiography?
Hey, Joe, you're going back to my point.
Yeah, I am, but
there's not
I got
a lot
right
of bit.
Of
hey, Joe, you're going back to my point, Joe. There's not a lot of bit out here that wants to be married like that.
Well, I don't know.
What?
Like, I
don't
think
know what commitment like that. It is just
I'm
that
just saying
it,
that those who don't.
Wrong with that.
There's probably a greater percentage of men than yesteryear who don't want to get married. I'm saying they're smart. I don't know if the majority of men don't want to get married. But, you know.
Well, like I told you before, Joe, that you speak for yourself. That's a case-by-case
basis. I'm not speaking just for myself. I've been speaking to men for 20 years. I've been doing my research. I'm talking to you guys.
I'm telling you from my perspective as far as being a married man.
Well, I remember you saying your marriage wasn't perfect.
Nobody's marriage is perfect.
All right, so that's what I'm saying also.
But
years ago, your marriage wasn't perfect. You could actually repair it without much blowback. Nowadays, you can't try. If you try to repair the marriage and the woman isn't going along with it, your assets are her assets. And more women than in yesteryear are filing for a divorce because it's so easy to get the divorce.
And trust me, that's why I'm not married, because I know that some stupid broad's going to get, you know, a little idea saying, oh, I can milk this motherfucker. I got to do a divorce.
But
if you keep talking and worrying about fucking stuff, if you get married tomorrow and die next Monday, it won't be nothing but a bunch
Yeah, but you're not. Yeah, these ifs, though, aren't realistic.
Yeah, exactly. So you said if you get a divorce. You don't know that you'll get a divorce.
Oh, come on.
We iffing, man. We iffing. I'm serious, bro.
I know. Your marriage is fine now. What's the percentage of divorces, Lo?
But Lo, I can ask you something.
Yeah.
Hey, Lo, I want to ask you something.
Ask me.
Okay, let's be real honest and actuality. Look, just looking around you, the males that you know. Not people in your but this event. Most of them trying to get married? I mean, be serious. Your boys, whatever you know, just look. Is most of them trying to settle down, man? I'm just asking you.
Well, I only deal with, like, a few people, but for the most part, the ones that I know that's not married, they've already been married, and they admitted to me that being fucking selfish from both sides is the reason why I didn't work in the first place.
But are they trying to get married? Are they trying to seek that out, though?
Not right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Here's the thing that we're failing to look at. You know, many couples are just living together, so that's like getting all the benefits of being married without being married. So I think, you know, that kind of taints it a little bit because we didn't know that little thing.
Look at you. You're observing another couple and say it's tainting. Tainting is bad. What do you mean the benefits? They're still having a relationship. They're still having a relationship. Man.
Hey, Joe, before anybody answer that, Joe, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my private cell phone number, and I have counseling for you.
No, give me your private cell phone number so I can get a psychiatrist like Dr. Phil to call you.
Dr. Phil's probably not even a freaking psychiatrist, man. He's a TV person.
No, I don't think he is.
He's got a lot of money, though.
Look.
Hey, I want to mention one name. What about Oprah?
Hold up.
She's a perfect situation of our topic today. She's not married. She's a successful woman, and he's banging her. I'm quite sure.
My point is,
so what? And guess what?
They're paying
Excuse me. According to you, they're
she's
happy.
Not married. She's not married to Stedman because Stedman isn't making a couple of billion. If that guy was
$2 billion. I'm just saying, you know what, me? I'm saying me as a person, I'm not going to look at their relationship and I'm saying something wrong with that. I'm saying me,
that's
I'm not going to look at that. That would be a dysfunction to me because he's happy. How can I say that she should structure her way the way I want?
Look, let me tell you something why they're not married.
Who should I say that she should walk down the aisle and do what everybody wants? She's her.
Right.
That's her, who she is.
Right.
And I'm not going to try to change Oprah and say benefits and that. No. That's a relationship. Just like a gay person, I wouldn't get in their involvement. That's them.
All right, go ahead, Goofy.
Well, look, Gail King is the reason why they're not married. Oprah's a lady.
Oh, yeah, Goofy.
Okay? And you want to know why? Because I love Gail King. I would love to fuck the shit out of Gail King. I would love to eat her pussy. But
Gail King to me is not as pretty as... Gail King is tough.
Oh, Lord. Y'all just outrageous.
See, Goofy started this mess, man.
Gail King's got a decent body, but her face is like...
Goofy,
wait a minute. Let's get back to what we was talking about. Now, to answer Michael, you know, I'm glad you did use Oprah, because that's a perfect example of someone who wanted to get their career started. She has a man, and they've been living together forever. Now this is the benefit he has. He can have sex when he wants to. You know, he's still considered the head of the house, even though she's making the more money. You know, so, I mean, why worry about getting married?
I bet
what is the problem with this? There's nothing dysfunctional with
Mr.
that.
Mr. Winfrey.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That dynamic right there, and it's going on throughout the whole United States. That's just a high profile case, but doesn't that kind of put a different twist on this thing about women requiring marriage when some of them already living with their boyfriends as if they're married, but they're not. In other words, they're playing house. And the man is receiving a
house. You're saying they're playing house.
That's
what you said.
It's a typical situation where a woman is making about three times as much as the man. They don't marry the man because they don't want to get divorced and have their assets go to the man. How many women do you know who are making three times as much money as a man are looking to marry that man?
And she's no different from a man who wants to have a prenuptial agreement. Remember we had a show about that?
Right.
What about that? So, I mean, like I'm saying, let her do her, yo. I mean, it's fine with me.
Who knows whether she wants to be married or not and whether he don't want to be married?
Exactly. But it's working out fine, though. It's working out fine.
He's a player. Well, from what I read many years ago with that, and I won't say specifically what it is, but Stedman was born and raised with an ideology that doesn't, and Oprah doesn't really fit the ideology that he was born into as far as marriage is concerned. I'm just going to leave it out there for speculation, but this is what I read a few years ago.
Okay.
What do you think? Cliffhanger radio.
I only can speak on what I know. I'm speaking on what I know. I'm just looking at what I see.
Somebody who's white.
Oh my! Now that's a good question, Goofy.
You said what?
What did you say?
Do you think Stedman wants someone that's white?
Actually,
what is he talking about? He got the richest black woman in the world on his planet.
That don't matter.
No person have skin color or a pigment has no. And that's what I'm saying. What are you talking about? Somebody's white.
Well,
let's look at fact. He's with her, and they're not married. And it's a perfect topic. What we're talking about? It's a perfect situation.
Think about the ghetto brother. Think about the ghetto brother who meets, you know, a nice chick who has some cash. He gonna lean on that until that boat just happens to sink.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And that's what I think Stedman's doing. Because, I mean, come on. It don't matter about money. If you love somebody, you love somebody. And you would get married right there to show how much your love would count.
Well, her philosophy is that no man can come in and say that you can say that they are together. Marriage is what? Togetherness. What is the definition of marriage? let's stop for a minute. I want y'all to teach me. Y'all keep on saying merch, merch, merch. I'm going to sit back and listen and take notes and describe what merch is.
Marriage means once you get a formal separation, those assets are going to be controlled by the state, as opposed to people just living together. And if you haven't reached common law status, the state doesn't come in.
Okay, that's your definition.
It's not my definition. That's the fact.
No. That's your definition of marriage.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it.
That's not my definition of marriage. It's you wanted to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, because what you just said, other traditions and other cultures don't say what you just said. Do you want me to continue? I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I know, but I'm just saying that's your definition. Now, I want somebody else to tell me the definition of marriage. I'm listening. Teach me.
Oh, well. I never been married, so I can't tell you. I'm just a dick in the wind. That's all I am.
Well, oh, Lord, now that's funny. Okay, marriage is a social union or a legal contract between people called spouses.
I want this. See, that's what I don't mean no disrespect. I just want us. See, I don't want to come from a book. I want y'all
to tell me what the book.
Tell me what marriage is to you, and I'm listening.
Marriage to me is a union of two people that's done before
God.
Okay.
Two people.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, that's your definition. Marriage between two people. You said a union, right? What is a union?
A union between two people that's done before God.
Okay, that's your definition. All right, Lo, what's yours?
I think Lo working.
Is Shasta there?
No,
I'm actually doing something. Just throw a union between a man and woman that's ordained and... I say that's blessed by the Most High.
Okay.
That's my definition. Now,
okay.
The reason why I gave you an answer is because I want to entertain this. But you know, you're going.
You have to give me an answer. No. Now I know you don't want to debate, Lo. So I'm not going to debate, but I'm gonna speak fact. Okay. You gotta give me an answer because you are the perfect one to give your own definition of what marriage is because you're married. So whatever you say, I would believe that's your definition. Now, what I'm telling you is all what y'all said, Oprah don't have to look at that and say that's her marriage to her. Two of y'all put God in it and
good
Most High.
God,
y'all saying that she has to have that ideology for one.
You know
and
what?
Then he's talking about, no, legal thing. What I'm saying
it
is
legal. You can't just say a marriage of two people living together.
Oh, my goodness. Hold up. Well, are you arguing with me or are you arguing with the two people who just gave a total different definition of what you said? Because I'm not arguing with you, because there's really no right or wrong in it. I'm just listening to y'all.
No, there is a right. Marriage means you are joined together by the state and or by religion. And if you're joined together by religion only without the state's approval, you're not considered married. Yes or no?
Wow. Mm.
Yes, because you don't have that marriage.
That's
certificate.
Right. So if two Mormons get together, they're married in their Mormon church. They're still not married according to the state until the state says they're married.
According, so now you're saying that. So her philosophy is, because I can listen to her philosophy, that no state, fuck a state, going
to
tell. No. Listen to what she said. But I'm saying, hold up. I'm listening to. Oh my goodness, you're stopping me. Okay, listen. I'm listening to you.
It's not dependent upon her philosophy. If she's getting together...
Hold on. Where does marriage derive from? Where does marriage derive from?
Okay. Let me ask you this. If
Joe. Where does marriage derive from? Forget the state. Where does marriage derive from?
Where does it derive from?
Yes.
From centuries and of tradition.
Okay. So it was before the government, the state, right?
Mm,
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
No, Joe. I'm your attorney now. I'm questioning you now. Listen, look at actuality. I'm asking you. I'm asking you, where did MERS divide from? It didn't divide from no government. The government wasn't set up then. So what are you talking about?
There's always been a government. If it's not a European
government, what?
Then we have an American government, a Chinese government, a Japanese government.
Okay, but before there was voting, what was it?
Marriage was around before voting.
No, government means, okay, when you mean government, what do you mean? You mean a structure where people vote people in and people make laws and people vote on laws?
Well, they can either
vote or you
can have a government.
That's what I meant, visualized government, but there was a time before that. Wasn't
okay,
there?
But what is the point you're trying to get to?
No, I want you to walk back through history to me. No, because you're trying to say no.
Yeah.
So it comes from religion. The concept comes from religion.
Even you,
when you put the government in, first you said it was a government thing, and then you put religion in it, because you know you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mike, you're married?
No, I'm not. Joe, you should know about my story. You haven't listened to me. No, I'm not married.
Okay, you're not married. But if you were to get married, would you not have to get the governmental approval for it to be a marriage?
First of all, my meaning of marriage is this. If I tell someone and look a woman in her face and say, I am willing to be with you for the rest of my life. Today, I'm willing to be with you for the rest of my life and make the vow.
Okay, good point.
Hold up. There's a certain vows in a contract that I have. Simple as that. Now, if you've been legal, what I'm saying, when legally really doesn't, that documentation from the government really doesn't hold a marriage together.
No, that's a different topic, Mike.
I'm getting to the fact of marriage. I'm giving
you my definition now.
You gave me yours, and I'm saying there's no right or wrong in it. We're just looking at documentation.
Lowe
and Mr. Talk didn't even bring up government. They said union and most high.
Rich isn't even here.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Talking Low said most high, they ain't even bring no government in it. They ain't bring no paper in it. That's why I wanted to see, and they proved my point. And I'm letting you know she has her own definition of what marriage is or what they have.
Good God, Mike, it doesn't matter what the definition is. Okay?
It does.
It does not.
It does.
Okay,
why doesn't it?
Because your definition is, if you say to a woman, I want to be with you for the rest of my life, and she says to you, I want to be with you for the rest of my life, and you exchange Cracker Jack rings, that's not making you marry.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's say that me and her, the most high God.
Well, that's fine. You take
we can,
you and your
that's
you
right.
take
we
you
can't
start
our own religion. Hold up, Joe.
No, Joe.
What are you talking about? We don't have to go to court. We can go to mediation. We can get a single. We don't even have to deal with the courts. What are you talking about? We can go to a mediator. An outside mediator. What the fuck is you talking about?
You
there's many business owners. There's many people that deal stuff. There's
can
many people that deal stuff that don't even have to fuck with it.
You are married. No.
But guess what? If Oprah and them divorce, guess what? If they break up, the government don't got shit to do with them. They keeping the government
because
out of their motherfucking business.
Marriage.
What are you talking about? Well, according to you.
According to the government, otherwise
you
get involved.
According to you, they are a union. Oh, okay.
But not marriage.
It's not. Oh, first of all, people just gave me the definition that a union is, a marriage is a union between two people and their most high God. And then you putting the government in it.
Because the government is the ruler.
To you, though, man.
We're Michael.
They have their own meaning. They have their own meaning, bro. They have their own meaning.
Michael, listen to me. What is marriage to you?
I just told you.
I missed it. Say it again.
I said when I look in a woman in her face and tell her that I can be with her for the rest of my life. and no other.
I'm willing to
be with you for the rest of my life. I'm ready.
And from that point on, you consider yourself married?
Yes.
Okay, without anything. From that point on, so you can walk up to a woman on the street.
Hold on. Yes, because you know why? Because guess what? That is because when men, first of all, let me go back. And I agree with this because, I mean, look, y'all fussing. I got to use y'all own little tactics on y'all. Before it was even paper, when you had sex with a virgin, you became her husband. Before all that, people got jumped over a broom back in the day and got fucking married. Marriage certificates, people wrote, you know how before the Civil War, all this paper and shit y'all talking about? See, that's why I'm laughing at y'all. Before all this documents that Joe talking about, people wrote shit in the Bible when they got married. What are you talking about? It wasn't about no government. It wasn't about no fucking government. And they wrote fucking family trees on motherfucking piece of paper.
Well, that's fine, but nowadays
But what I'm saying is your definition, Joe. It's not no motherfucking meaning.
It is not my
definition.
There's
no right or wrong in it. It's no right or wrong in it, man. And what I'm trying to say is...
What you're trying to say is that you want a union with a woman.
Before I go downtown, I'm married to a woman in my heart, bro. Before I even go downtown and get married, I have to be married to that part. Before I go downtown, I gotta be married to that woman in our heart. We are married before we go downtown because we definitely had to be found
in your heart.
Fuck that. That paper is paper, really. That paper is paper, really. That's what Oprah's saying.
Oh,
fuck you talking
boy.
About? And guess what? If you want to look, so what? Call it what it is, but guess what? They happy. They've been together for longer than a marriage. Look, they've been together than me and my ex-wife been together. They got a relationship longer than some people on this phone. So what the fuck?
Ain't that the truth?
Well, you know, he always does that. He get all hyped to hang up. I think his medication wore off. Maybe it
called back. Whatever, Mike hung up.
Yeah.
Michael, you hung up?
Oh, shit.
You know what, Mike, you ought to hire yourself out as a dirigible filler-upper.
Give that guy a beer, please.
Mike, get on the phone. You got to hire yourself out.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway. Well, anyway, Michael, he you know, believe it or not, though, in that whole thing, he did have a couple of good points.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah.
You know, but as far as what they were right now.
He's got to say it more specifically. If he wants to have a union, you know, because I don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in a long-term union, a long-term relationship without the legal ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. But he still wants to call it a marriage. It's not a marriage.
Right. Now, unless... He's talking as they say common law marriages that aren't recognized in a lot of states, but some states do.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mentioned that in my definition. I said for people who haven't reached a common law status yet, you know.
No, okay.
Because if you're going to be with a person, some states I think it's 4 years, maybe another state to 7 years, you're not married. You just so.
Right.
So the law has to come into it, regardless of whether we want it or not, because they got the gun.
Right. And my point was, I was saying, you know, and he brought Oprah and Stedman into it, which, you know, was my point exactly. Mm-hmm. You can have more people cohabitating now than, you know, where she's working on her degree, her career. You know, he doing his own thing. But they live in as like they're married. Without the paper.
And the law's coming along and practically making it a marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
what is it, like 7 years, I think?
It just depends on where you are.
Law. Do you know there was a case in front of a judge? I don't know if the ruling came down yet, but it was years and years ago. And a lot of these cases, they don't rule right away. You think that they would rule within 6 months or so. Some of these cases take years.
Yeah,
they were trying to determine the monetary value of going out on a date and breaking up with the girl after about, I don't know, 3 months or so. No cohabitation. Just emotional distress for dating some chick.
Wow.
You did hear about the story, and I think Rich also told about it on the phone, where two doctors got together. and the doctor specifically did not want to make love to the female doctor. All he wanted was, you know, oral sex. So she gave him oral sex, but she kept the sperm. Went back home, impregnated herself with the sperm, and now, even though she admits, she wanted the sperm to do it, and he admits he didn't have any, he didn't make love to her, she admits that. They're trying to make this guy pay for the child that she got, that she gave birth to as a result of stealing his sperm.
Wow. Babies is a money-making business.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, yeah. No, because most state CPS agencies, they receive money for how many kids they can put in,
right,
in the foster care and adoption,
yep,
and put and get adopted. So, yeah, it's big money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And how's that funded? By the federal government. And
yes,
you're going to tell me the federal government, the Congress, they don't know what they're doing? That's another reason why they should be killed.
Joe back on killing the
Congress. Legally, of course.
Well,
okay,
tell me,
legally.
Joe. I'll be glad to have the tree hang him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay. y'all are out there. Lord have mercy. So I guess with my little survey and what we basically told about, women really aren't looking for marriage first. They're looking more for career than marriage. Can we agree on that?
I would think so, yeah.
Goofy?
Yeah, but see, in the end, they're gonna be lonely. Like I told you, I've been with a lot of women, so I've seen a lot of women, the change of women, and most of the women that are focused on careers and all that, later on, once they get whatever they get, they're lonely, and they're just, like, so, you know, depressed that they'll jump on, you know, any, you know, schmo that comes up to them, and I just think women need to, you know, focus on their career is good, but yet be a woman too, and, you know, enjoy your life. Go out and have fun.
You mean prioritize?
Yeah.
I agree, because I'll be the first one to say, you're not going to live 35, 37 years and let every mug come along, tat that pussy up, and then think you're going to bring me that wild pussy, thinking I want to end up with that for the rest of my life. You're crazy. That's fucking ridiculous. You laid up with everybody that came along, and now since you decided that you want a man, I'm supposed to be all right with that. Even though everybody in the neighborhood, everybody in town, will jump up and down on top of you. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
Was Lo this nuts in the Army?
We both were.
Yeah, I believe it.
But, okay. Now, Lo, I know you done put it out there, but I just got to ask you, how you going to know everybody in town done jumped on him?
Well, he pulled the train himself.
he was a witness.
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm Mandingo or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, hell, man, everybody on this phone has had sex with a few women, so, you know that pussy been jumped up and down in quite a few times, man. Come on now.
Okay. All right.
I love a woman with some miles on her.
What'd you say, Goofy? You have a woman with some miles on her.
a woman, I love to be pleased. Now, I've been around with a lot of women. There's some women that can't even suck dick to save their own lives.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean?
Getting a little bit too graphic now.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Well, hey, a few miles, yeah, but damn, I don't want
the odometer
being turned over a few times. No, damn.
Oh, you know what? It's always good to have a man, have a woman who's about 3 years, three, no more than 4 years older than him. That way, that woman knows her place.
There you go.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Mm.
That is a good one.
Okay, Joe. Now, see, we're going to dive into that a little bit more.
Okay.
You say a woman knows her place. What is that? What does that mean?
That means specifically, since I've dated a couple of women who were older than me,
uh-huh,
they didn't give you as much trouble because they were afraid of losing you more than the chick who's about 4 or 5 years younger.
Mm.
Because they consider you, since you're younger, to be more of a prize than their particular peer group. Now, it's only about 3 to 4 years difference, but it makes a difference in their mind.
Ah, bullshit.
Oh, Lo, you would fucking say that if I said Jesus was on the cross.
Either you're a prize or you're not, Joe. Money or not, either you're a prize or you're not a prize, regardless.
Oh, for God's sake. How are you going to fucking talk about the experience like that? Talk to men who've been dating older women.
Joe, when I was 19, 18, 19, I was fucking women in their 40s, bro.
But relatively speaking, you were doing your grandma.
Yeah, if you want to put it like that nowadays, grandma.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 years difference is, you know, when you're 19, that's your grandma. And definitely
yeah.
is when you're 40 and she's 60. You're saying, no, thank you.
Either you're a prize or you're not, Joe. And,
You know what? If the same guy, if she was 30 and the same guy was 34, 35, she wouldn't be looking upon him the same way she would be looking upon some guy who's 26.
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
That's exactly right, Lo. I know.
No, I don't believe that. Well,
you don't have to believe it.
Like I said, when it's all said and done, I'll give Eric my personal phone number and I'll give you a few tips. Hey, I told you before.
Yeah, please do.
I told you before. My first cousin calls on here all the time to give his opinion. Anything I say, I got somebody to put their foot on it. So, there ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah, so you're crazy and he swears by it. Right.
Ooh, boy, did you walk into that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me on a personal level will say N.O. Lo has always had the top choice cut when it comes to women. Always. So.
Now, can I ask you a question, Lo? Now, you can answer it or not. What made you settle down?
Man, I got tired of the bullshit. I got tired of all that foolishness, man. I got tired of hearing the same shit. Oh, I just go home and to work. I don't give a fuck about your baby daddy or your problems or any of that stuff. I got tired of listening to that dumb shit. And then, too, I did say that I was never going to marry a woman with children. So, hey, I found the perfect woman for me.
Well, that's good, Lo.
In other words, he grew up. He grew up.
Absolutely. But as far as me going through, and a question that I wanted to ask you, Eric, as far as the show is concerned, my question is, how much respect does a baby daddy get? That's my question. How much respect is a baby daddy supposed to get when you ask a woman? Because, you know, some baby daddies feel like they can come over any time of the night, even though they're dealing with a dude. The woman dealing with somebody, you know.
From my experience,
I've been like I actually you know lived with you know, three, I'm gonna say three girls that had kids. One was okay, but the baby daddy, he was always over there. I mean, it was like okay, he's letting me you know be with his lady while he supervises. You know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, women with kids, you know, you can't hate them because, you know, they had a past. But, I mean, keep your priorities in order. This motherfucker he's not with you. You with me. You know what I mean? And it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, you know, that's one of those things where a discussion has to be had on it. You know what I mean? Because, like.
Shit, I walked out. I didn't even tell him.
You ain't telling
me. I'm left. I'm like, hell no. Nah. You don't listen to what I say? Because I told her. I go, you need to check that. And if she didn't check it, all right, later.
You know, being that, see, here's the thing, Lo. If the baby's father wants to be part of the child's life, then he deserves a little bit of respect. However, you being the man of the house, you deserve the respect as the man of the house also. So it has to be a conversation done that determines some boundaries. You know what I mean? You know, he comes.
Yeah, well, I mean, what if, like, in a scenario that you and her are just dating and, you know,
And Goopy, as far as your situation is concerned, you just got out of their way because he was still over there tearing her ass up, whether you knew it or not.
No, like I said, I left. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you did the best thing.
Please.
You did the best thing. You got out of their way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
But if you just over there dating, you know what I'm saying, is let's say she lived by herself with her child, and, you know, the baby daddy comes over and this and that, and, you know, you dealing with her or whatever. Hey, like I said, he's not showing up over there so much to see the baby, especially at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, well then, yeah, well, I'm just going to put it out the way it needs to be said. Number one, you need to check her on that, and she need to check him on that. Now, if it continues to happen, then, bro, I tell you, roll out. Because as you say, something more than just coming to see the child is going on.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about it. Now, I know I got homeboys, right, that told me they dealing with a chick, and the chick, and he telling her something, and she like, well, you know, that's my baby daddy. You can, you know, me and him got to deal with the baby or whatever, whatever. But at the same time, you know, this dude is always around. You know what I'm saying? All times of the day and night.
Okay, is he coming to get the child and taking the child places?
That's not always happening, bro. He just coming over and oh, I came to see the baby. It, you know, after blue type shit. So
how old is the child?
A little bitty kid. You know, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
I did the best thing I could do. I told my father, I'm like, bro, now I know you can see the writing on the wall. If not, then I'll give it to you. Hey, they still got something going on or whatever. I don't give a damn what she tell you. Whatever the case may be, your best out is to go on about your business. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess it's good to him. I don't know.
Well, that too. Or, hold on, let me bring Vernon in. You know, they have a certain agreement. I guess that's a good thing to say. Hey, welcome to the show, Vernon. What's on your mind?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Lo, why you sitting here talking and telling these guys about yourself, man? Lo?
What about me?
I remember you telling me you used to go to your baby mama house to see your baby at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
I know we talking for shit. Hey. Goddamn, man. You don't put... Damn.
Yeah, then you used to go see your... Hey.
But
then
you just
go
out there. Low.
That's
for you.
Low. Low. Then you just go see your baby at 10, 11 o'clock at night, huh?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Hey, like I said, for the guy that thinks that he's just gonna come over and, you know, all this and that crazy stuff and be with the girl, it's not gonna happen like that. That dude, that baby dad is a mother. I'll tell anybody about that.
Boy, I tell you.
Hey, you know how to pull my chain. You were pulling on it then, or you weren't telling the whole story.
Now, look, since it's out there now, how much respect do you think you deserved at that time?
Well, I tell you like this, I had a foolish mentality, and, you know, I thought that, you know, I was one of those guys, you know, as long as, you know, everything was fine and fair, and you don't put your hands on my baby, then you can do what you want to do. But I'm going to come over anytime I want to. That was the mentality I had, you know. But in growing up, I understand that, hey, you know, if a lady dealing with somebody and you just happen to have a child in that situation, then, you know, you really don't have any bearings on how you're going to approach that situation. Well, I'm coming over to get my baby. Well, actually, we have something planned. Well, I don't understand what you got. You know, it doesn't work like that. You have to work with that person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you got a lot of chicks that will push the buttons of a potentially good guy because, A, she still has feelings for her dude that she got a kid with, or B, you know what I'm saying, she just haven't become a whole woman and say, you know what, you know, I'm trying to make a family over here and with this person that I'm dealing with now. So, you know, I really have to just say, you know, you got to get your priorities in line with us.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Brian, what do you think about it?
I tell you what, before you say anything, I'm calling your mama.
Eric, that's prime time, man.
That's prime time.
That's prime time. That fucker had him lined up, man. I was living the married life, and he was, you know, me and him the same age, and he called himself prime time, man. Yeah, when I tell you he had them lined up, man.
All righty then.
And they were some. He wasn't just dealing with anything either. He was picky about what he dealt with.
Well, I hope most men are.
Yeah, he was real picky. I mean, he didn't bring no hood. What we used to call them? No tick monsters around it.
Boy. Well, you just putting them out there, aren't you? Woo, Lord.
Let me leave that alone.
Well, wait till he see you, Vernon.
I don't know. I think that he and he got now got him pecked pretty good because he ain't been home in a while, man.
Well, that you know what he just said? He found a woman that was right for him.
Yeah, I think she got him picked pretty good because he hadn't been home in probably almost a year now. So, they've been married probably about 11 years now.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Evidently, she done learned some new tricks because he's scared to come home now.
Yeah.
He's scared to come home by himself. That's what that is.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I'm going to let y'all go ahead. I just had to get him on that. He set himself up for that one.
Boy, I tell you. Yeah, he did. Wow. Woo, okay. All right. Hey, Goofy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm smoking. I'm just enjoying myself.
Man, where I get y'all from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, man. I need to calm my nerves after this wonderful show. I mean, come on.
So Goofy, I have a question for you. Now, you told Joe that you're going to have a tree ready for him. How you going to have a tree before you smoke the shit up?
I said something earlier. I said something earlier that was backwards. That was a treat joke with Joe.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a good point, Lo. That is a very good point. Oh, my goodness. But I tell you, y'all are out there. Y'all really are today, boy. All right. So what else are we going to talk about in the last 20 minutes? Let's talk about look like Joe and Michael done came back. Let's see.
Did they have an off the show conversation?
I don't know. They may have. Let's see. Ooh, let's see who this be. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen?
Oh, you back?
There he is.
Yeah.
He threw a gasket and came back.
Yeah, you got your gasket back on now, Michael.
Man, whatever y'all say. I'm listening.
I'm with you, Michael. Come on, man.
We know this, Michael. See, you get all excited and hyped up and carrying on, and soon you get finished talking, you hang up. So we figure you have to go and, you know, regroup or something.
Hey. We all can't be the same. That's what makes the world so good.
Amen to that.
It wouldn't be a show if we was all the same, would it?
Yeah, you're right about that one. So, Michael, what you do for a living, man?
IT.
IT?
Yeah, computers.
Oh, okay. That's some good stuff there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, do you print, like, do you lay out motherboards, or do you just, like, somebody needs help with something?
No, networking. Yeah, networking.
Okay.
I'm on a tier 3 level. So, you know, yeah. I deal with a lot of projects and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I used to sell stock.
Nice flexible hours. I work three. You know, I work 4 days off three. I can go in. I got the governor hours. You know how the governor workers is. Sometimes you can go in at 6:30, get off at 2:33, something like that. So I'm flexible. Yeah.
There you go. That's really good hours.
Hey, let me tell y'all what happened to me earlier today. You know what? I got a call, right? So, and it's a number I didn't recognize, so I was suspicious anyway. So I got a call, and this guy on the phone, I forgot what his damn name was. But anyway, he said I had won a grant for $9,000. I'm like,
there
okay.
There you go.
Oh, no, listen. So,
hey, shit, you better kick some down over here. No, I'm just playing.
No, so he goes, well, only thing I need to have now is either a credit card that you want to put this on, or your checking or savings account.
Oh,
now,
there you go.
Look, yeah, there you go.
There you
right.
Go.
So, I'm listening to the cat, right? I'm like, uh-huh. So I go, okay. I say, well, let me speak to your supervisor. Right? He goes, you want to speak to my supervisor? I say, yes, I want to talk to your supervisor.
What is he, from India or something?
He's African. So that made, you know. Now, here's how dumb he thinks some people are. You know how you hear somebody put the phone down and just let it sit there for a moment?
Right.
Well, and so he's sitting there. Then he picks it back up after 2 minutes and go, I'm Johnny Newman. I'm his supervisor. I said, man, if you'll get the hell off my phone.
Man, you know what? I would have gave them, because they used to have a scheme like that, like, we're calling about your credit, your bank statement, you know, your card is something. Give us your card number, and we'll tell you what's the problem with it. And
yeah.
It's like, hello, if there's something wrong with it, shouldn't you already know what the hell's wrong with it?
I mean?
Eric, you'd be amazed at how many people have been, you know, caught into that, though.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of people lost money like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. See, when he couldn't speak regular English, he had my attention right away. I just wanted to know what else he had to say. You know, because during this conversation now, he yelled, he called out his number and his, what they call confirmation number, what have you. I'm like, okay. I said, I'm going to get him. Let me talk to your supervisor.
You know what? I don't understand how they could, like, track down some child molesters and stuff like that. But how come they can't be tracking down these type of people with these stupid scams, like the email spammers, like, I have $1 billion locked in an account. I just need you to go verify it, and I'll give you, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
Well,
seriously.
People fall.
People fall for it, but it's like, how come you can't get these motherfuckers? Now, these are the motherfuckers that need to be thrown off of a helicopter.
Number one, they're constantly on the move, and number two, they're not robbing anybody care about.
Right, absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, Eric, you know yourself personally, and Michael, he can attest to it too. Why did we have some of the stupidest rules in the military? Because somebody had what?
Did something stupid.
Yep.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
That's the only reason.
Dummy proof. They had to make it dummy proof. I ain't want to have to go there, you know. So somebody from the military know that saying, right?
Yeah, you're right, though. You're all right.
Ain't that right, Lo?
You know what? And that's the one thing about the military. I'm going to tell you, man, if you don't know how, you won't learn how to do anything else. You learn how to read. Because they got instructions on every damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean everything. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I thought
yeah,
I should, man.
They
so
teach
y'all
you to
call like that, y'all know.
They teach you to pay attention to detail. You know, when someone asks you for information and all this type of stuff and asking you to send them money so you can get money, something ain't right.
Yeah, that's not right.
I'm not sending you money to get some money. No, I already know you in the business to get my money.
I agree.
I mean, we can see that, man. You might as well go ahead and play the lottery, man. You got a better chance playing the lottery, mess with them folks.
But you know what I used to do? I used to give them a longer credit card number. They would be like, wait a minute, this isn't your, you know, you only have a certain amount of numbers. But then I'll be like, oh, no, well, my credit card, it goes all the way up to here, so it fucks them up.
Yeah, but I mean, real talk, if you think that's a scam, what Joe mentioned earlier, that's a hell of a goddamn scam. All those crooks in Washington, D.C., that's a fucking scam right there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You don't even want to talk about that shit.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
That's what I was saying earlier.
How am I going to say, well, you know, the peasants don't deserve raises? They don't even deserve jobs. But I'll give myself a raise.
They have mental disorders, all of them. They have mental disorders. And see, a lot of people think, and see, this is how it is. This is how this is. Look, that's why
you're
I don't get along with these.
Your mic is open.
Okay.
But see, I don't get along with this Democrat and Republican and the rich against the poor stuff with these politicians because, listen, they say 40% of Congress are millionaires. Right, 40% of Congress people that's in Congress
actually got taken to heart by Lowe. I don't believe it.
What's that
about Congress?
No, I just want to say something though. They say 40% of Congress people that's in Congress are millionaires, and most of them are Democrats, not Republicans. Most of the millionaires that's in Congress are Democrats. Go look it up. It's factual information.
I have a chart of their...
So that Democrat and Republican rich stuff, y'all got to watch. It's all a scheme, man. Most of them have mental disorders. I'm telling you. I don't even want to go to that. We can talk about that. They're crazy. And we're sitting up there looking at it.
When are you running for Congress, Mike?
Oh, no, man. They killed the shit out of me, man. I ain't running for no Congress.
Oh, you realize that, huh?
Hey, you think I'm stupid? I told y'all look at fact and actuality. I don't play no games. I told you, y'all think I'll be playing, man. I try to be honest, man.
Michael, a person in the middle class, they get played by both sides of the fence anyway, man. I mean, Democrat or Republican, they not for the average everyday working person. Whichever way, I mean, it don't matter how you know, that's how it is. They not for us.
That's why I keep saying they gotta be killed.
The thing about it, though, is that the average
legally
everyday working person that doesn't have
you
a house.
Put that in there.
he did say treason. He did say legally treason.
Hold on, because like I say, the average middle class person, their medium income is $250,000. That's where you start at being middle class. So the majority of the people that think that those people are talking about them when they say middle class, you're just a working poor, you know.
That's not middle class. That's upper class. That's part of the 1%. You've got a median net worth of 200 some odd thousand. You're part of the 1%ers.
Because you got your own business. You got to ask. I'm telling you, Lord, I'm getting into business. Yeah, a lot of people with 250, some of my couple, they got S corporations and stuff like that.
And there's another thing, too. When you got, I'm going to guess where you got that figure from is because it was on Eric's show, and I think.
No. I deal with my own facts.
Okay. Well, $250,000, if that's the median income, right? You're saying the median income of the median household value.
No. I'll say it like this. I'll say it like, as far as Obama said, I was calling his mouth.
Okay,
if
what's
you
that going on?
I don't know. It's always, this shit is always happening. I thought it was me, but it's not.
What, that noise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm moving packages.
Wow.
No, I feed birds in my yard and
oh, you know, bird. I mean, you know, Goof, we thought when you said packages, you know what we thought.
Oh, no.
I had to sneak that one in, Goof. I'm sorry. I had to sneak it in.
I'm retired. Come on. Oh,
boy. Oh, boy, y'all out.
Oh my goodness.
All right, y'all. We got 10 minutes, so and I got to end on time today. So we're going to start with Vernon. Your last words for the day.
Oh, I'm good. I ain't got nothing to say. You know, I never have anything to say. Y'all go ahead. It was a good show, man. Real good show.
Thanks. I think you done said a little bit too much today. But okay. Michael.
Yeah, I just want to say, if you're not ready to get married, please don't look that woman in her first face and tell her you want to be with her for the rest of your life. Y'all guys have a nice, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Mr. Goofy.
Just everybody have a great day. I mean, it's Thursday. Enjoy it. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. All right. Don't hit up on too many trees now.
Yeah,
don't go hanging
by a tree, right?
No, I won't. Have a good one, Joe.
Take it easy, Goof.
Oh, Lord. All right, Mr. Joe.
What am I supposed to say now?
Okay.
I just got here.
Well, yeah, again.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, well, I don't have anything to say. It's, you know, a good show as always. What do you want me to say?
Okay, all right. See you tomorrow night.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right.
See you, Lo, so that you can always...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I cut him off too early. All right. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Yeah. All right, Lo.
Yeah, he said too damn much. He damn sure did. I'm going to call him as soon as I get off of here with you and tell him about his ass. Yeah. Yeah, he said too damn much. Nah, but real talk, hey, man. This was a very good show, man. Very good show, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of room for a lot of open dialogue, and I really enjoyed it, bro.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. All right, y'all. Y'all know I got to do this 30-second commercial, and when I come back, I'll give my final words.
The first in the Just No series of inspirational fiction novels, No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, is heartwarming and emotionally engaging. You will be challenged and changed as you read the gripping story of Trinae Sloan, a young, single mother torn between her misplaced faith in her children's philandering father and what's best for everyone involved. No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress will be available in both paperback and ebook formats March 13th at Amazon.com.
All right, y'all. Don't forget, 14 days from now, March 13th, No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. Help them go and check out. All right, well, let's see. What are we going to do now? Man, I tell you, it was a great, great show. There was a lot of things we talked about, and we laughed a lot, too, which was great. Doesn't it feel good to laugh a little bit? Even when you're trying to be serious. I mean, wow. It makes you feel good, that's for sure. But as far as our topic, it seems there's more. I think as far as women, careers, and marriages, I think as the younger women come up, they're more concerned with marriage and with careers. I really do. As they go ahead and accomplish the things they want to do in their career, I think then and only then do. Now, basically, I would say it'd be nice to have both, because if you got both, that means you got your priorities pretty good, but. It's all right. No, just as long as you know what you want to do and you're true to yourself. And I think that's the main thing. Be true to yourself. Don't let nobody rush you in anything. Don't make anyone push you to do anything you don't want to do. Because in the end, you're the one who has to be happy. You know, if you want to play house, play house. That's your choice. But you also remember, with choices come consequences. So make sure you really give it some thought before you make that final decision. You know, that's all I got for you. That's all I can give you right now. You know, I do wish we had more women on the show to give their point of view, but, you know, I think from the responses that I got, you know, out of the 16 people, 11 said career. You know, that's pretty much a good indication of where everybody is. All right. Well, y'all, let's see. Make sure you give that special someone a hug. Tell them you love them. Kiss them. You know, call them and talk to them on the telephone. Cook a nice dinner for them. You know, do something. Don't just, you know, let them know that they are appreciated. And make sure they're showing you that you're appreciated as well. Because, hey, everybody likes to know a little, they appreciate it a little bit. Correct? Correct. Tomorrow, Freedom Fund Friday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I may actually have a surprise for y'all. I think we may do a old-time Fun Friday show where we just have fun and don't worry about a thing. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I think I'm feeling kind of funny right now, so I think that's where I'm heading to. But anyway, till tomorrow, Freedom Fun Friday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Y'all have a good one. Until then, I'm out of here.